20 years an Esso dealer. That's the story of Matt Rawley and thousands of other successful dealers. 20 years isn't long in the history books, but a lot has happened in the service station business. So let's go back with Matt to 1930 and see how much we can remember. Matt, you were a little younger then.
You said it, but I can remember that old place as if it were yesterday. It was the first drive-in station built in our town, and it was good enough to make me proud to have my name up on the old sign. Lubrication was not our long shot, but we could do it if customers insisted. But gasolines, boy, I had them. The only reason I didn't have more brands was I didn't have room for any more. This one was the favorite. It was regular with most of my customers. But there was another one that the folks with high compression engines went for. High compression. The highest was only about 5 to 1. But Esso sure made those cars go.
I'll bet you didn't guess that within a few years, that little word, E-S-S-O, was going to be one of the best-known trade names in the world.
Nope, I didn't, but it was good enough for me. I decided to cut out the competitive brands. Some fellows thought you'd lose business with just one brand, but my business got better. And that name Esso started going places. It wasn't long before it was up on the station sign.
That's right. And in 1931, another name started climbing into worldwide popularity. Remember that one?
You bet. That was my first experience in selling tires. The thing that put it over was the company guarantee behind it.
Sure, a guarantee that your customers knew would be honored by any of your fellow dealers handling Atlas tires.
We had plenty of oil. In cans, too. You know, big cans with pumps on top of them. And there were plenty of hot arguments between the asphalt base boys and the paraffin base boosters.
That argument was settled in 1932 when the company announced Esso Lube, the first motor oil that combined all the good qualities of both asphaltic and paraffin-based types. That was an important event in petroleum refining, and it was the first time the word Esso appeared in its present familiar form and was used as part of a product name. Esso Lube released from the mad menagerie of Dr. Seuss such wacky monsters as the Zerodocus and the Oileogobulus, the Carbonocus, and the Moto Munchus. Motorists laughed and bought and came back for more. Esso's popularity was coming up fast as 1933 ushered in a year that was to be an outstanding milestone in the entire history of the service station business. Motor vehicle registrations had reached a high of more than 23 million. Gas taxes had reached a new high, too. Both motorists and the petroleum industry were concerned. National events were startling in their impact. The New Deal, the bank moratorium, repeal. But the biggest headline for Esso dealers was this one, which kicked off the announcement of a plan for uniform identification of all stations selling Esso products from Maine to Louisiana. That was really something new.
It sure was. We felt like we were losing a friend when we covered up the old sign with a banner that said Esso dealer. But later on, when they put up our permanent new sign, we knew right off the bat that the Esso oval was the best identification sign in the business by far.
Right, and to back up that uniform identification came a unique plan of cooperative advertising and sales promotion for dealers covering newspaper ads, direct mail, and window display material. And the very next month came Essoline, the first motor fuel containing patented solvent oil, a motor fuel guaranteeing smoother performance. Thousands of motorists tried Essoline and became regular customers for Esso dealers. As part of their program to help Esso dealers become better merchandisers, Esso marketers brought out in 33 three films on product information and selling: Know Your Products, Esso Salesmanship, and Esso Station Selling, a new form of sales help and training which has continued ever since. Better salesmanship and better service became the order of the day. Matt Rawley, like other dealers, started to become merchandise-minded. You put in an island store, didn't you, Matt?
Yes, I did. It helped us to sell accessories. I put in modern pumps, too, and rebuilt the windows for display. I remember trying to put in my first window display and wishing I'd left the windows the way they were. I decided merchandising had its disadvantages, but the results weren't so bad at that. We sold a lot of Uniflow that winter and a lot of Aerotype Esso the next winter. Esso sure kept us on the jump with new products.
Those products kept the jump on competition, too. Refinery output went up 250% to meet the demand for Aerotype Esso. 1935 gave birth to four things that have been growing ever since. The first was happy motoring. And everybody knows that happy motoring has become one of the great selling slogans of our time. Next big thing in 35 was VEL, Verified Esso Lubrication, the first complete Esso dealer lubrication merchandising plan for those dealers properly stocked and equipped to handle it. Did that include you, Matt?
Well, no, but I stuck my neck out. I borrowed the dough to build two lube bays and hired an extra man. But I made money on my lube department almost from the start.
Third big event in 1935 was the birth of Esso Motor Oil, successor to Uniflow in the premium-priced field. This improved motor oil was so far ahead of competition in viscosity index that it couldn't even be measured in regular SAE ratings. And no competitive oil from that day to this has met the challenge of this great product. Fourth major happening in 1935 was the opening flash of the Esso Extra. Topping all other news broadcasts in time on the air, this unique feature became your Esso Reporter. A lot of history was made in the fast-moving years that followed. By 1939, motor vehicle registrations had climbed to more than 31 million. United States petroleum production topped 1.25 billion barrels a year. Gasoline taxes collected from the motorist were fast approaching $1 billion a year. In 39, New York and San Francisco were playing host to the world with their glittering fares. Pennsylvania was building the world's greatest non-stop super turnpike. And Esso Research and Engineering were giving birth to a brand new set of twins for Esso dealers. Those lucky twins were the new Esso and the new Esso Extra, again scooping the field in product quality. Dealers were cashing in on the sales value of uniform identification as more products appeared under the Esso label. A new type of sign was introduced for dealers eager to cash in on increased highway travel after dark, the neon Esso with its tremendous range of visibility. But a new darkness was beginning to spread across the face of the earth, the clouds of war. Uncle Sam diverted many American tankers to carry oil across the Atlantic, with resulting shortage of gasoline for much of our own market. Esso marketers went all out to help build more transportation facilities. Fast new tankers were rushed to completion, and big steel pipelines were built to share the load. Growing shortages of materials and parts for automobile upkeep gave birth to another great new Esso dealer selling slogan: care saves wear. And Esso dealers everywhere went all out to help keep America's cars rolling and their own profits from falling off. You did a good job on care saves wear, Matt.
Well, I sure tried. And that slogan made selling a lot easier. We really went to town on lubrication and service items. Believe it or not, that was the first time I ever used newspaper ads. It sure surprised me how many people read our local newspaper. My ads brought in folks I'd never seen before. I guess... What was that?
That was Pearl Harbor, an explosion that reverberated around the world and changed the world for all of us. Overnight, Tojo was sitting on the world's rubber supply. Tires were gone. Oil became vital ammunition. Every drop was precious. Wartime speed limits were posted on every highway to save on tires and cars. Switching tires to equalize wear became a new service for Esso dealers. And then came rationing, with all its headaches. Here was a time of vital decision for every American, including every Esso dealer. Many had to entrust their businesses to their wives or employees, or close their doors. Some dealers who thought of their business only in terms of gasoline volume turned to other occupations. But service-minded dealers realized that they could do more for their customers and the war effort by keeping America's automobiles rolling. Dealers had plenty of chances to get into the fight right at home. Motorists weren't going places those days, but their sons and husbands and sweethearts were, and Esso war maps made a lot of friends. And while our boys were invading enemy territory, we had an invasion of our own. Gremlins. Those pests really made trouble as cars got older. And Esso dealers made extra profit by running them down. Another great new selling slogan hit the highways. Save that car.
That's when I started using my own spots on our local radio.
Save that car, and save money, too, with Matt Rawley's complete Esso lubrication and checkup service. Here's what you get.
It surprised me again how many people listen to the radio.
You bet they do. And there were plenty of them listening in when another explosion rocked the world. Pearl Harbor was avenged, and the atom age had begun. But ration-starved motorists were far more interested in gasoline than in atoms. And Esso was ready with new know-how gained from years of war research and great refineries able to convert almost overnight to peacetime output. Within 24 hours, Esso again scooped the nation in announcing two great new superfuels on the way to Esso dealers. Remember, Matt?
You bet. And brother, was it sweet music to hear that old filler up again.
But folks who had that joyful victory pipe dream of new cars for everybody were in for a rude awakening.
Yeah, and when folks really started hitting the road again, those old jalopies just couldn't take it. Our service business kept growing. And believe me, I was glad when we could get materials to modernize my station the way I'd worked out with my Esso salesman.
Well, Matt, when you stop and think back, a lot has happened in 20 years.
Yep, our service today isn't much like it was when I started. Or our products either. Esso was tops then, but it's gotten better and better over the years. And what a difference between the oils we carried then and the new Esso Extra motor oil we have now.
And maybe you haven't thought much about it, Matt, but your own progress has been just as great. You have built your business from a small filling station into one of the important merchandising establishments in your town. From just another young man starting out in the service station business, you have grown to be one of your town's most respected citizens. And this has happened not only to you, Matt. In essence, your story is the experience of thousands of other successful Esso dealers all the way from Maine to Louisiana. Yes, a lot has happened to all of us in 20 years. We've come a long way, and there's even more in store.